makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. As you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America, in offices and factories, on farms and ranches. In mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. So here it is, Life with Luigi. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in it.
Dear Mamma Mia, the most wonderful thing in America is how they work out the education. If you're between 6 and 16 years old, you got to go to school. After you're 16, you can stop the school and be as stupid as you like. But it's so nice to see all the little bambina going to school in the morning. And they all bringing apples to the teacher. That's American custom. You bring apples for the teacher. And who knows? Some teachers, they're so popular, they get enough apples to open up their own pushcart. One little boy, he's a passed by my store yesterday and must be shortage of apples because I'm heard him say he's going to give his teacher or a piece of fruit. Here's the say. If my teacher picks on me today, I'm gonna give her the raspberry. That shows the respect in America. Even if a teacher's no good, she's still gonna get something to eat. But to me, Mamma Mia, I'm so lucky and proud. I'm able to go to night school where I'm get to my good friends and the most beautiful teacher, Miss Spalding. Mamma Mia, she's beautiful. When she's asking me a question and she's looking at me with these beautiful blue eyes, I'm not only forget the answer, I'm forget the question. But the reason I'm writing so much about school is because now is the middle of the term. Tomorrow we all taking a test, and if we pass, we're going from a 2A to 2B. Well, I'm going to write to you more later. Right now is the time for me to go to my night school. America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From the ocean to the world.
All right, class, attention, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Here, but I wish I was there.
Quiet, please. Mr. Schultz, what did you mean by that remark?
Oh, it's that final examination test tomorrow, Miss Spalding. The more I study, the more verschimmeled I get.
Mr. Schultz, don't tell me you're afraid of a final examination.
Who's afraid? I'm terrified.
Mr. Schultz, if you studied hard every night like I did, you would not be so nervous and jittery now.
For him, the size 36 body with the size 48 brain.
All right, let's not argue. I think we better review some general questions to find out just how much we've learned this term. Mr. Basco?
Yes, Miss Polly.
Tell us something about the Boston Tea Party.
Boston Tea Party. Tea Party. Tea. Tea?
Sure, with 2 lumps of no sugar, thank you.
Mr. Schultz. Well, Mr. Basco, what year did the Boston Tea Party take place?
1775.
What did you say?
I said 1783.
Are you sure?
1798?
No.
1853?
Stop him, somebody, before he starts the Civil War!
Mr. Schultz, you seem to know it all. You may tell us the year of the Boston Tea Party.
Certainly. The Boston Tea Party. July the 4th, 1776.
Mr. Schultz, that was the day of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Miss Spaulding, would you deny them a little tea before they dine?
Never mind, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Horowitz, will you please answer the question?
Why not? The Boston Tea Party. Now, let me see. You want the date, huh?
Yes, I would like the date.
Good. Well, I got the figure. You see, I got my own special system for remembering dates. Now, let me see. The Boston Tea Party was 1700 and something. Now, I ask myself, 1700 and what? So I remember my grandmother died when she was 78. From this, I got to take away 6 years, which gives me 72. And adding on 1700, I get the Boston Tea Party, 1772.
That is wrong, Mr. Horowitz.
You're going to tell me when my grandmother died.
Mr. Horowitz, the year was 1773, not 1772.
Ach, what a pity, Horowitz. If your grandmother could have held on for one more year, you...
Well, that's life.
Class, this is just terrible. If you can't answer such a simple question, I dread to think what will happen at tomorrow's examination.
Miss Spaulding. I think you will feel better if you just call on me.
Oh, well, Mr. Olson?
The Boston Tea Party occurred on December 16th, 1773. A group of Boston patriots disguised themselves as Indians and threw about 350 chests of tea into the Boston Harbor.
Very good. And Mr. Basco, why did they throw the tea into the harbor?
They liked the coffee better.
No. Mr. Schultz?
The tea bags was all used up?
No. Mr. Horowitz?
I can't get over my grandmother, such a young...
Oh, stop that, please. This is just disgraceful. When I look at my new pupils in the 2B class, only Olson will be there.
No, Miss Spaulding. You're going to be in a 2B class?
Without us, I'll quit school.
Come on, Miss Spaulding. We don't want to be broken up. There's only one thing to do.
What's that, study all night tonight?
No, cheat a little tomorrow. Smile, I'm only fooling.
Mr. Schultz, I have news for you. You had better be on your best behavior tomorrow. I will not be in the room while this class is taking the test. Instead, Mr. Hine will supervise the examination.
Not Mr. Hine.
Mama, he's a suspect
and his eyesight is so gaunt.
All I can tell you, class, is...
Good evening, boys.
Hello, Mr. Hine.
I just thought I'd drop in and say a few words to your class. You mind?
Oh, of course not. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Men, I am going to supervise this class during the final examination tomorrow. I just want to warn you, I have a reputation for being strict. And that's just what I am. Strict, with a capital S. I will not stand for any cheating during the course of the examination. I will seat you 3 rows apart. Your eyes will always be down on your papers. And I shall be watching all the time. Any questions?
Yes, why don't you stay home tomorrow?
You're Mr. Schultz, aren't you?
Yes.
You have a reputation for being a wisecracker, Mr. Schultz. Well, let's see you wisecrack your way past that examination tomorrow.
Mr. Hine, I'm not afraid of tests, and I resent your insinuation that maybe I'm going to flunk.
I said no such thing.
But you hinted.
I did not hint.
And I said... Himmel, what am I doing arguing with the warden?
Well, good evening, Miss Spaulding.
Good evening, Mr. Hine.
And don't worry, Miss Spaulding. I shall make doubly sure that the test tomorrow is conducted with absolute strictness and honesty. Honesty with a capital H.
Oh, that Mr. Hine, I wish he would drop...
Mr. Schultz?
...with a capital D. Tell us there's only one way we can pass tomorrow.
Yeah, but how should we
get Mr. Hine drafted?
Horowitz, what are you thinking? You think the testers are going to be very hard for us?
Don't ask me, Luigi. It looks bad, that's all. And that Mr. Hine.
You can throw another who on the fire for me. Once they rule out cheating in an examination, they take away Schultz's secret weapon.
Well, I'm studying it very hard, but I would like to be sure we're all going to pass. It would be wonderful if we're all going to stay together in 2B classes. Miss Spalding and all of us.
Yeah, they really would.
Yeah, but it don't look like it will. What should we do, boys? Smile, what? Into my head and I see it just pooped. If Mr. Hines thinks he's going to outsmart us, we're going to outsmart him.
Yeah, but how should
we? We are not going to copy like a bunch of no-good sneaky rats.
No, you are talking, Schultz.
Yeah, instead we are going to use the signal. For instance, if I ask Mr. Hines if I may leave the room, that's really going to mean I want the answer to question number one.
Wonderful. And if somebody says it looks like it's snowing outside, that means give us the answer to question two.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're going to make up signals for 20 questions, and then the answers can be given out with all kinds of hints, you know, like whistles and zinging and tappings, etc. Oh, I feel like a convict planning a jailbreak. Fellas, we are going over the wall at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Just a second. Supposing someone does want to know one of the questions, do you think I will supply the answer?
Well, we weren't going to ask you, Olsen, but as long as you volunteered, you are in.
Yeah, that I don't know. Gentlemen, I will not be a party to such questionable conduct. I have always prided myself on the solidity of my integrity, the honesty of my intentions. And as for my character, my record speaks for itself.
We have just heard from the senator from night school.
No, but wait, Schultz. Olsen, you right. But we was only thinking how much we would like to stay together.
Yeah.
That's the way we have such a touch.
Oh, besides, even if I did help you out, I might give you the wrong answers.
You wouldn't dare. Olsen, you're going to go home tonight and study your brilliant little head off, and we are going to get the questions right tomorrow.
Schultz, I think you had better do that. So if any one of us is stuck, you could give the answer.
Olsen, you know what you're doing.
I'm sorry.
If you leave it up to me, that's like turning the gas on, giving the class a rubber pipe, and saying, here, take a few puffs.
I wouldn't like to see the class broken up, but... I'm sorry.
Well, cheer up, everybody. We're only going to study very, very hard the next 10 hours, and then maybe the future is going to be good for us.
Sure, I can just see the future now. Olsen gets skipped, Horovitz stays here in 2A, Luigi gets left back in 1B, and me? I'm back in kindergarten cutting out paper dolls.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that will add enjoyment to your daily activities. Whether you're home, at work, shopping, or driving your car, chew a stick of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum from time to time. When you're chewing on a good, smooth piece of gum, you just naturally feel better because chewing helps relieve pent-up tension and gives you comfort and satisfaction. Besides, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum has a lively, long-lasting flavor that tastes mighty good and freshens your mouth. So keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy wherever you go. See how chewing this delicious gum can make every day more enjoyable for you. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, tonight the classes are taking a final examination. Right now, I'm very busy studying. Well, it's not exactly studying. In America, it's called a cramming. This means you try to push in your head in 6 hours or what you couldn't push in 6 months. Last night, Olsen was with the Schultz, and the Schultz was made Olsen stay and listen to all the signals that we're going to use if we don't know the answers on the test. But, Mamma Mia, how we all want to stay together? Anyway, I hope you excuse me for making the letter very short, because I'm going to stop writing and start studying some more.
Ellis Island was officially opened in 1890. Ellis Island was officially opened...
Luigi, my friend! Hello, Luigi, hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, that's a quick hello.
Yeah, I'm studying.
Oh, learning your BVDs, a little banana now?
Please, Pasquale, I'm very busy.
You mean you're too busy to have a little chits and a chat with your good friend Pasquale? That's too bad. Nobody should be too busy to relapse. That's the cause of so many people are dropping dead like flies from a heartburn.
Gold was discovered in California, California, California.
That's right. Gold was discovered in California, brought it to Chicago, and now most of it's under Pasquale's mattress.
Pasquale, please, please. Gold was discovered in California, and Pasquale's mattress. Now look, look what you're doing. You see, you're mixing me all up. Pasquale, please, please stop. Civil War. 1861, 1865.
Luigi, I gotta laugh when I see you trying to push a lot of books into that soft little pumpkin head.
Pasquale, you're making me mad. I'm gonna learn all these effects by 8 o'clock tonight.
What's the use to push all that stuff in your head, Luigi? One good sneeze, you're right back where you started.
Yeah, and I'm gonna no time for jokes. If you don't mind, please, come around and be funny some other time.
Well, that's a fine way to talk. All right, I go. But it won't do you no good to study. Once a maroon, always a maroon.
Well, I'm going to show you. I'm going to pass the test, and I'm going to get the promoted.
Get it promoted. Get it promoted. That's all you could have taken.
Sure. Well, what else is more important?
Get him married. You want to think about dates, to think about a date to one of my daughter Rosa.
I'm just interested in a history, so goodbye. 1776, the Declaration of Independence. Louisiana, Louisiana's 1803.
August 23rd, 1921.
Huh? 1921, August 23rd, what's happened to this today?
Biggest thing of what could have happened.
What's that?
The day my Rosa was born. Big enough?
Too big. Fulton and event in a steamboat, 1802.
You mean 1812. And Columbus discovered America in 1905. And in 1774...
No, Pasquale, stop. Stop. You're mixing me all up.
Sure. You know straight and out of your bachelorhood, I got to mix up your school.
All right. I'm not going to pay attention to you. Ellis Island, 1892.
Ellis Island, 1950. Columbus Avenue is a stop at 59th Street.
Boys, I'm getting nervous. I wish Mr. Hine would come in already and give out the examination papers.
What examination papers? For us, it's the execution paper.
Schultz, you think you know enough to pass?
Luigi, look at these dark circles under my eyes. Do you see them?
Yeah.
I was up all night studying. Every half hour, my wife gave me black coffee to keep me awake. I drank and drank and drank, and guess what happened?
What?
In the morning, the only thing I could remember was the name of that coffee. That's right, everything comes out like that, you know. Columbus came over on three ships. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Classmates, right now you are looking on the most wide-awake imbecile in America.
What about you, Luigi?
Well, I don't know. Pasquale was about me all day, and he's got me all mixed up.
Well, we still got our fighting chance.
Hey, Jiminy, what are you all looking at me for? We ain't admiring your beautiful blue eyes, sweetheart.
No, but that hold you ever...
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Mr. Hyde.
Hello. Old Devil's Island himself. Luigi.
Yes, sir.
Here is a picture of my wife and children.
Huh?
If I don't come back alive, promise me you're going to take care of them.
All right, enough of that. I'll stand for no whispering or talking out of turn from this moment on. Men, I need hardly remind you that this is a final examination, and I expect each one of you to keep his eyes on his own paper. Now, I warn you, don't try any tricks. I've got eyes in the back of my head.
His nose would look better there, too.
I heard that remark, Mr. Schultz. One more word spoken without permission, and I'll ask you to turn in your examination paper. Is that clear?
Yes, Sergeant. I mean, Mr. Hart.
All right. The examination is officially started now. I shall pass out the papers. You have exactly 1 hour to complete the test. Remember, absolute silence. If you want anything, ask me. Now, begin.
Mr. Hines?
Yes?
I would like to leave the room.
What? So soon?
One has got nothing to do with the other. I would like to leave the room, too.
And me, I'm also like to leave.
This is ridiculous. None of you may leave. You hear me?
But I got to leave the room. I got to.
Me too. That's right, me too.
I have never seen anything like this. And you, Mr. Olson, I suppose you would like to leave the room too.
No. But, my wife bought a dress for $17.76.
What? What's your wife's dress got to do with leaving the room?
Maybe he wants to go out and try it on for her.
Enough! That's enough! All right, Mr. Schultz. Leave the room for a minute and be right back. And then someone else may go. Well, what's stopping you, Mr. Schultz?
I don't have to go anymore.
What?
Neither do I.
Neither do me. I.
Well, this is the strangest behavior. Now, what could have caused you all to change your mind?
Maybe because it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's it. I just...
What?
Yeah, it looks like snow. Doesn't it, Olsen? I have a look.
You look? Well, what about it?
It's funny that they don't look like snow so much as it has more the color of 1890 French dressing.
I'll stop the test. I never heard such disjointed, unattached, ridiculous statements in all the statements. Let me see that paper.
Oh, we are drunk.
1776. Ellis Island, 1890. A dress for $17.76, eh? 1890.
Oh, please, Mr.
Hines. Don't you interrupt me and don't try to interfere. I don't care what his motives or desires were.
What?
Mr. Oates, nobody asked you to volunteer any information. Hand in your paper while the class continues. You deliberately disregarded my orders. I'll see that you are expelled for cheating on an examination.
All right. No matter what happens, we all are going to stay together, huh?
Sure.
And this is why we're here at the Mr. Hines' house, huh? Remember?
All right, we remember. Just ring the bell,
Louis. Boys, are you sure this is the right house?
So positive. Can't you see him through the window there?
Yeah.
He's reading a book. 1001 Ways to Torture a Pooper.
All right, I'm going to ring.
Yes?
Mr. Hine, we're coming to tell you something very important.
I am busy, gentlemen. You may see me tomorrow before my regular class begins. This is my home. Good night.
Now, please, Mr. Hine, you gotta listen. Hey, you can't expel Olsen from the school.
It would break his heart.
And we want to stay together, Mr. Hine. Wasn't that Olsen's fault?
It was ours. It was mine. I started the whole thing.
Well, I must admit that's very soldierly of you to admit to such a charge.
There, Then are you no good explanation?
Well, I'm going to ask the principal to soften the punishment. Instead, I shall ask that Mr. Olson merely be demoted to 1B.
What? All right, class, here's the situation. The three of you got passing grades in the examination, and you are promoted to my class in 2B.
Uh-huh.
And what good is that? Olsen ain't with us.
That is not my fault.
No, but please, Miss Spalding, please, give Olsen a little push up as stairs it to her.
Now, you know that's out of my hands. Our principal, Mr. Orth, is talking to Mr. Olson right now, and his decision will be made at any moment.
Hello, Miss Spalding. Good evening, class.
Good evening.
I've just spoken to Mr. Olson. Naturally, it was immediately apparent that he's more than qualified to go ahead. It's therefore with great regret that I have to make my decision.
Regret?
Now, I have to wait for Mr. Orth to please. Don't say it.
There's nothing I can do about it. Miss Spalding, after going over your students' grades last week, I had decided to skip Mr. Olson to the third grade, but inasmuch as Mr. Hind has requested me to demote him, I have to strike a balance. Mr. Olson, I can't skip you. Instead, you'll just go ahead to 2B with the others.
With the others? Oh, Himmel! Ain't that terrible?
The first news I ever heard. Thank you, Benjamin. I was never so disappointed in my life.
Is a catastrophe. We forgive it again.
Miss Spalding, I've never seen such behavior. What kind of a class do you have?
The Joyce, they're the craziest class in America, but I love them.
And we now got plenty of time to finish this letter. Here, the whole class is to get it again. Yep, Miss Spalding, Schultz, Horowitz, Olsen, and Basco. Together. It's a little bit of America. All of us. And like all America, Mamma Mia, I hope we always stay together. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Chewing Gum invites you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Lee as the Swally, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Hans Conley as Schultz, Harry Schiff as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Russell. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.